Guitarathon is the greatest guitar sale on earth, and it's happening now. Get massive savings on a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars, basses, amps, pedals, and other accessories. Save up to $450 on a Gibson Les Paul Studio Deluxe, up to $900 on a Gibson Les Paul Trad Pro 4, or save up to 20% on other select Gibson guitars. Plus, get special financing on select major brands. Don't miss these incredible deals. Available online and in-store, now through November 1st. Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Find your sound.
Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies for this midweek Wednesday edition of the program as we get closer and closer to the NBA draft, a draft that, let me double check. Let me just look through here real fast. Yep, nope, Grizzlies still don't have a pick. So we're, everything else is happening in the NBA. Everything. You name it, it's happening in the NBA right now. Name it. It's happening. Players are being traded. Rumors are flying. Everything is happening except for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are the little kid right now standing outside of Disney World watching everybody else have fun. And we just don't have a lot of money, this little kid. Sorry, bud. Don't have the ticket. Can't get into the fun. It's a shame. Oh, well. Here on Locked On Grizzlies, we're just going to watch from the outside while everybody else has a good time. We're going to talk about what has happened in a tumultuous, crazy, ridiculous day. 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. I don't remember anything quite like what we've seen over the last little bit. And we haven't even gotten to the draft, which is tomorrow, by the way. We haven't even started talking about prospects and all of that, what the Grizzlies are going to do. It's just been insane. So we're going to do all of that here on the program. I want to say a big thank you to everybody who helps to put this program on the air for you. In particular, I want to say thank you to the folks at Outdoors, Inc. Again, Outdoors, Inc., a new sponsor here on Locked On Grizzlies. And I want to say thank you to the whole crew over there. They are just awesome. And if you are in need of anything related to the outdoors, if you like to go bike riding, if you like to climb, if you like to go, maybe you're a hunter and you spend a lot of time outside, and maybe you're a runner, and maybe you just like to get out and about with your family, and you need some great footwear, you need some great outerwear, you need clothing, whatever it is, they've got you covered, and then some. Outdoors Inc. is simply the best. One of the things that I am all about at Outdoors Inc., coolers. Listen, we are all outside, and finally, we are starting to really get some of the heat around the Memphis area that we have expected with the humidity, and you need a great cooler. How about a brand new Yeti cooler? Yeah, they've got them in stock over at the 5 Memphis area Outdoors Inc. locations and online at outdoorsinc.com. The Yeti Roadie, the Hopper, the Tundra, all of that keeps your ice, it keeps everything cold forever. It feels like forever. These things, double line, double walled, they are truly awesome. You can check them out over at Outdoors Inc. All of that and plenty, plenty more. Outfitting human-powered recreation since 1974. Check them out online at OutdoorsInc.com. And if you use the promo code LOGrizzlies, that's right, LOGrizzlies, when you check out, you're going to save 10% off your entire order. Big thank you to the great folks at Outdoors Inc. Again, go to OutdoorsInc.com. Use promo code LOGrizzlies and save yourself 10% off your entire order from Outdoors Inc. Now, to the news. And there are a million things that are happening in the NBA. Happening to everybody except the Grizzlies. Let's get right to it. And we'll kind of go work our way backwards a little bit. Hawks Hornets doing a deal, a sad little deal, to be honest with you. But it involves Dwight Howard, who at one time, and you may not believe this, ladies and gentlemen, but at one time, Dwight Howard was a really good, really important NBA player. And now he is a salary dump. That's how the league is going. Not only because of his position, but also his injury. He goes to the Hornets in what is essentially a double salary dump. His remaining salary of $47 million over the next 2 years is sent to Charlotte. Charlotte sends over Miles Plumlee, who's got a fair chunk of change left himself, Marco Bellinelli, and the 41st pick, the 31st pick, by the way, goes to Charlotte as part of that deal. So that's the very first second round pick in the draft. That was deal, the most recent one as I tape this. Now, again, by the time you hear this, there may be, who the hell knows what's going to happen. But that's the last one that I've got. Now, working backwards, Lakers and Nets do a deal. This one may have some Grizzly-related consequences. Lakers send Timofey Mozgov's horrible deal. You can't just say Timofey Mozgov. You have to say Mozgov's horrible deal. And D'Angelo Russell, to the Nets for Brook Lopez and the 27th pick. Again, the cost of getting rid of Mozgov's contract is the number two overall pick from a couple of years ago. And I happen to think D'Angelo Russell is still going to be a pretty good player. In fact, I think he looked like a pretty good player last year at times. Now, I know the whole thing with Nick Young. I can't believe that Nick Young outlasted him in L.A., but there you go. He has some work to do, I'm sure, trust issues, all that stuff. But the guy's 21 and a point guard and can play. And it kind of takes the Nets out of the point guard market, which is bad news for a lot of teams. Now, in terms of what this means for the Nets and for their summer, I don't know that it means too much, but it's another example of them getting young talent, which means that may increase the likelihood that they make a little run at Jamichael Green, for example. That may be a possibility for them if they're going to try to make something of this roster and push their way forward and get a young core. It would it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world to throw him into the mix along with the other young talent they've got there, like Rondae Hollis Jefferson, Caris LeVert, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think you're going to make the playoffs or anything like that, but it's not the worst core in the world. And meanwhile, that kind of, if the Nets are going to be able to put a decent group together, not to just be horrendous, but merely just to be bad, that hurts the Celtics by extension, because they're the ones that have the unprotected 2018 Nets first round pick. So that is another deal that has happened. And meanwhile, the rumors are flying. Kristaps Porzingis reportedly offered to Phoenix, Phil Jackson wanting Devin Booker in the four for Porzingis. And I have to tell you that I would consider that if I'm Phoenix. I mean, that's a big offer, but Porzingis is really good. And I think Booker is a good scorer, but I don't know what else he's going to be. And if you're Phoenix, I mean, that's a real buy low. You could have an unbelievably long group. If Dragan Bender works out, Marquese Chriss, you've still got, I don't know what that long-term situation is going to be. You still got lots of work to do if you're Phoenix, but, I mean, building around Porzingis, at least you would have a guy. At least you'd have something. I don't think Booker is that guy. Booker's a good player, but just a good player. He's not indispensable. I'll put it that way. So that's the rumor that Porzingis has been, I'm going to say, not shopped around, but Phil Jackson seems to have let it be known, because of his deteriorating relationship with him, that he would be open to at least a discussion. It may require a lot to get that trade done, but he's at least open to that discussion. Phil Jackson is a complete fraud as a GM. Absolute fraud, stealing money from James Dolan, who himself has been utterly incompetent in his position for a long, long time. Phil Jackson, absolute joke. And the fact that he allowed Kristaps Porzingis to go on a plane and fly back to Latvia without a team meeting, without someone going to the airport and trying to stop him, is crazy. The fact they didn't send a single coach out to Latvia to try to talk with him is crazy. Someone to oversee his off-season workouts is crazy. The fact the Knicks fired his assistant coach that he was closest with is also crazy. No one has had contact with the guy. It's nuts. This is one of the brightest young prospects in the NBA, and one of the few things that keeps the Knicks from, you know, Knicks fans from completely going insane. It's like Phil's doing this stuff on purpose. Absolutely nuts. You have also the situation in Cleveland, where David Griffin, in spite of three finals appearances and a title and everything else, is not retained by Dan Gilbert, pissing off LeBron James in the process, and, you know, opening up some strange situations with the GM of a team that has a lot of work to do, being replaced days before the draft and week and a half before free agency in a critical time with LeBron 1 year left doesn't make any sense at all. Doesn't make any sense at all. And as part of this, apparently there were some discussions also involving Phoenix in that four pick that David Griffin was having before he was ushered out. So where do those things stand? I don't know. Jimmy Butler has been part of that discussion, but apparently he has informed the Cavs, this is according to David Aldridge, that he wants to stay in Chicago. So that leaves Paul George. And Paul George is still out there, and all indications are that he will be moved sooner rather than later. All of these things happen within the last 24 hours or so. I don't remember anything close to this in terms of pure news without involving the draft or free agency, but just involving trades and rumors of trades and legitimate stuff that actually is going to happen or has already happened. I mean, all this stuff is crazy. Is crazy. Meanwhile, what are the Grizzlies doing? The answer, after this, from our friends at Grizz Essentials. Again, GrizzEssentials.com. Use the promo code LOGRIZZLIES to get you started there, too. And you're going to love the great folks at Grizz Essentials, because what Mark and Courtney and, you know, really it's a small group, and he partners with great people. He and Courtney both, they get the best Grizz gear. I have worn, my wife has worn the shirts that we've gotten from our boxes with Grizz Essentials and get tons of compliments. People love them. They are fantastic. But it's not just shirts. It's all kinds of other gear that you can wear. It's all kinds of artwork. It's all kinds of accessories. It's stuff that you might not imagine. It's stuff that you won't be able to just go and buy at any old store. It's really unique stuff that is going to stand apart from just your average run-of-the-mill Grizzly stuff and really set you apart as a fan. That's cool. I love that they've done that. I love the way they do it. I love the way they take care of it. It's awesome. And so you're going to get that box, and you could sign up for 3 month, 6 month, 9 month, whatever you want to do. They get you covered at Grizz Essentials, and you're going to love getting that box, especially in the off season. You know, when things start to get a little rough and it's been a while since you've had that Grizz fix, when you get that box, it makes you feel good. You're going to love it. Check them out. Again, GrizzEssentials.com. That's GrizzEssentials.com. You are going to love what you get from the great folks at GrizzEssentials.com. The Grizzlies, meanwhile, absolutely nothing happening. Nothing happening. So, will it happen? I guarantee you, as much as my guarantee is worth, that the Grizzlies will buy or acquire in some form or fashion a second-round pick on draft night. Take that to the bank. It's done. They're going to do that. Which one? I don't know. How will they do it? I'm not sure. Remember that they've got second-round picks coming out the wazoo. Two in each of the next two seasons. So they could move both of those, perhaps, to get into this year's second-round possibility. They could do any number of things, as we have talked about last week on the pod. If you want to go back and listen to that in full, you can. I outlined several things that the Grizzlies could do to get themselves into this draft, but I think they'll do it. I do think, I guarantee you, that they'll do it. So that's something that I think you can look forward to. Now, remember that the Grizzlies at this stage, based on you know what we think is going to happen and what you know you can already see kind of when you look at their roster, the Grizzlies going into next year pretty much already have got 11 guys under contract. That's counting you know Wayne Selden. But then you also have to count Rade Zagorodz, who is not part of that. So really it's 12 guys because the indications are that Zagorodz is coming over. That's the plan. He's going to play in Summer League at least. That's the way that most people expect this thing to go down. So you throw him in, that's 12. And you've got four free agents that you're going to have to deal with one way or the other. Jermichael Green, Vince Carter, Zach Randolph, Tony Allen. So you do the math very quickly and you come to realize that that's 16 spots and the Grizzlies can only carry 15. Somebody's going to be the odd man out. Now that, you know, doesn't mean you couldn't trade Brandon Wright or something else to open up that spot, but you've got work to do. So I think that, when they get that second round pick or picks, because they could get multiple, I think that's going to be for a player that they will stash. You know, the only question is whether it will be a domestic G League stash. And today, congratulations to all involved. The D League has now become the G League, which is, I just shake my head at. But anyway, you could stash domestically the way that the Grizzlies did with Andrew Harrison, for example. And the player could sign that contract with the Hustle directly. And then next year, if things go well, pop up and sign the contract with the Grizzlies. You know, that worked well for Andrew Harrison. It may not work for everybody, but it does keep your roster spot empty for this season. And that's something that's going to be, you know, important for the Grizzlies. It would be very unlikely, I'd put it this way. I can't say it's impossible, but it would be very unlikely for whoever they would get in the second round for them to feel confident enough to put them on the roster in place of somebody else more experienced, and especially because that would cost them money, extra money in order to do that. And they just don't see that happening. So I think you can expect a draft and stash situation. There aren't that many overseas guys that you're really going to look at in that role. So I think it would be a domestic situation. There are probably a few guys that they might be able to look at that they would think would be contributors or that might be worthy of the spot this year, but probably not a ton, and it would all depend on exactly where they jump in that second round. But that's where that's going to happen. I talked with Chris Harrington on the Pick and Popcast. So if you when you get done listening to this pod, go and check that out if you have not done so already. Had a lot of fun talking about some of this stuff with Chris and kind of where we think the Grizzlies are at, what's going to happen in free agency, and it's a fascinating topic, and it's one that I'll get more into later on. But suffice to say, you know, the Grizzlies are pretty boring this offseason when it comes to all these trades and all these discussions that the teams are having. It's amazing how much is happening and how little of it involves the Grizzlies, but they are intriguing in the sense that you know that the Grizzlies are going to try their best to thread this needle of trying to develop some young talent while also keeping Zach and Tony. And that's going to be difficult to do, particularly if Jermichael Green ends up making a whole bunch of money, which he very well could do. We're talking a whole bunch of money. That could happen. So trying to keep all those pieces together while also staying under the luxury tax is going to be challenging, if not impossible. But that's where things are. And I happen to think that, you know, from a Grizzly standpoint, not to say that I would advocate for not bringing back Zach or Tony specifically, because I think those are the two guys this really focuses on. I think both have value. Both are, you know, wonderful guys. I like talking to both of them. I like them both personally and have dealt with them for years. But I don't think they can be on the roster without being a force that compels you to play back in the old school grit and grind kind of way. And I think Fizdale, I think the fans, I think everybody kind of wants to see something different. That's why you saw attendances kind of waver a little bit. I think people are ready to turn the page on this thing. If you bring back Zach and Tony, then it's hard for them and it's hard to imagine them sitting on the bench while, you know, the young guys go out there and do their thing and have that not be distracting for the team and for the fans' perspective, who are going to be asking, why isn't he playing? What's going on? I think that's where you get into some issues with this situation of bringing those guys back. So I might just say forget about it. Maybe. And certainly depending on what happens with, you know, Jermichael Green and how much money he's going to get in restricted free agency and what kind of offer you have to match if you can't come to some kind of an agreement with him before that. Not easy. Not easy to think about. But that's part of the calculus for me is what does this do for the team? How is it going to, you know, be from a chemistry standpoint and a style of play standpoint? All that stuff I think matters, and it matters to Fizdale. So I don't know. It's an intriguing question, and the answer is probably that everyone more or less comes back, and the Grizzlies do their absolute best to squeeze every drop out of this group and go on about their business. I do think that if things start badly, if they end up in January of next year, a couple months into the season, and they're under 500, maybe well under 500, then I think that would change, and that might compel them to go into a full-on rebuild-type situation. But, you know, they could well just keep winning those games and be in good position. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. But ultimately, I don't think any kind of a major trade of Mark, Mike, anything like that's going to happen. I think you're going to see them work around the fringes of this group as best they can and go from there. Now, let me double-check and make sure. Yep, no crazy trade has happened in the 20 minutes or so that I've spent recording this. I just imagine that we're probably going to see one, you know, in the next 12 hours, probably Paul George. Who in the world really knows? Coming up tomorrow on the pod, I figure I'll just save it for tomorrow because, you know, I've run a little longer than I intended to on this one. But coming up tomorrow, going to get into some of the prospects that I like in that second round that I think the Grizzlies would do well to take a look at. And we'll talk about that for the reasons why, and we'll get into whatever else happens to occur over the next 24 hours or so, because I would assume, based at the rate that we've seen, there could well be multiple franchises changing hands, moving cities. I have no idea how it could top what we've seen in the last, you know, 48 hours. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Rumors involving DeAndre Jordan and Patrick Beverley, in addition to all the ones that we've talked about. Crazy. So we'll get to all that stuff. Again, big thank you to the folks at Outdoors Inc., also Grizz Essentials, for their sponsorship. Most of all, thank you guys for listening, downloading. Please, if you like what you hear, give it a good review and a good rating. That would mean the world to me, and I would really appreciate it. Thanks so much. If you want to get in touch with me, you can. I'm at Peter Edmiston on Twitter. You have been Locked On Grizzlies.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.